back home tonight to physically destroy the people's champion, The Rock.
Wait a minute, Dale. What is Scott Hall doing with? Is that a wheelbarrow he's got? What's in it?
I have no earthly idea. There's no telling. Knowing the track record of Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, and Hollywood Hogan.
There's some sort of box in there? What's in that, JR? Do you have any idea?
I'll say one thing. The NWO doesn't have that normal swagger tonight. They don't seem to be in a very happy mood, King.
I don't think they have anything to be happy about, JR. These guys are on a mission.
Well, as we said last week here on Raw, what these three men, I underscore three, all three of these men did to The Rock was reprehensible.
But I guess what Stone Cold Steve Austin did last week with Scott Hall, that was okay, huh? I mean, that was vehicular assault. Used a tire iron on Scott Hall, abducted him, tied him up, held him hostage. I told you, the NWO is not going to take that lion down.
Well, how do you people like what I did to The Rock?
No.
I dig it. Yeah, that's good.
Sick. Well, that's too damn bad.
Well, you heard that, didn't you?
I'm sure he didn't like it either. Well, I can tell you this. The Rock's injuries are a lot more severe than the official injury report released by the WWF.
I've heard that.
And maybe I did get a little carried away last week. But I can tell you this, Rock. It felt real, real good to hurt you. I have it on good authority that The Rock is going to be here tonight.
That.
And when he gets here, we're going face to face, brother. Oh, but don't worry, Rock. I'm not gonna finish you off.
It started that Rocky chant.
I'm not gonna lay the smack down on you. I'm going to wait to kick your candy ass until WrestleMania. Because that way, Rock, with your fans watching and the millions
and millions
and millions of Rock fans watching, there will be nothing you can do. Because at WrestleMania, what you gonna do, brother, when Hulkamania runs wild on you?
I can't believe that. The audacity of that man. Less than 3 weeks, King, at WrestleMania. Less than 3 weeks.
Just be quiet, JR.
Hey, excuse me!
Listen to this guy.
You are looking at three of the biggest stars in the history of wrestling.
Do these people not realize that?
The NWO expects to be treated like it.
Uh-oh.
Last week, Steve Austin went too far. He came in this ring, attacked me with a crowbar. Then he tried to kill me with a pickup truck. I'm running out of the arena for my life. He chases me, and he captures me.
He was abducted.
I'm bound, gagged, dragged around the arena like some kind of an animal.
Austin, nobody has a beer party at Scott Hall's expense. Nobody embarrasses Scott Hall. Nobody humiliates Scott Hall. 'Cause Austin, I am not an animal. I'm a man. And I'm all man. So the question is, they're stone cold. Are you a man? 'Cause this is what I want.
Uh-oh.
Stone Cold Steve Austin. Scott Hall. One-on-one in the ring. But not tonight.
Ah.
Stone Cold Steve Austin, you owe me. And I want my payback at the biggest show on earth.
Oh boy.
I want you to feel humiliated. I want you to be embarrassed. I want you to feel like an animal. And you know where I want it? At WrestleMania.
Oh! That is the biggest
show
on earth.
Scott Hall, Steve Austin, one-on-one at WrestleMania. And Austin, you accept my challenge? We'll call a little truce till WrestleMania.
Right, sure you will. What?
But either way, Stone Cold, you're screwed.
Whoa. Well, Scott Hall has challenged the Rattlesnake to meet Hall at WrestleMania. Offered the opportunity of a truce. Well, if you want to believe that, I don't.
I believe it. But what about the big news of Hogan? I mean, he says he's going to go face to face with the Rock tonight.
My God. Well, that's the first I'd heard of the Rock even being here tonight, but be that as it may, maybe Hogan knows more about the Rock's whereabouts and his schedule than we do.
Well, I want to know what's in that wheelbarrow. What's the deal with that?
No idea. Hall didn't even, he wheeled up that wheelbarrow down here, didn't even mention it during the remarks that he just made.
We'll be right back. won't you let it be the same? If I came back, could we sit and talk a while? Has someone come along and changed your style? And why can't you see all that you're doing to me? Tied up in you forever this way. I'm slipping away. Save me tonight. I'm reaching for you. Save me tonight. Just keep me away from this heartache. Late at night, does he hold you like I would? Does he make you feel much better than I ever could? What's left to say that would make you understand? My heart lies bleeding. Don't leave me here the way I am. And why can't you see all that you do?
Back in Provo was the last I saw of him. break, man, leave me be. Let this hobo rest his bones. Sleep will overtake me when that disease moans. The country's long and wide.
The Santa Fe's my bride.
I'll hop her when she sails.
That's why I'm riding the rails.
I'm riding, I'm sliding, I won't last too long. Got a bandana and a whistle for a song. There ain't no wheels on the floor of a jail. That's why I'm riding the rail.
Woo, woo, woo.
That's why I'm riding the rail.
Woo, woo, woo.
That's why I'm riding the rail.
Woo, woo, woo.
That's why I'm riding the rail.
Woo, woo, woo. Woo.
Stem and rose. Not going to be badgered by this.
Not badgered. If I truthfully
good
do.
Luck. No, you're lying, aren't you?
You're a convicted liar, aren't you?
Stop.
And you're about to be ousted from the bar.
Stop. Let's take a break. Good time for a break.
Have fun molesting your own children, Larry. I read the court decision.
You read that, huh?
Yeah, I did.
You shouldn't read anything else.
Fuck you.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
So run back to the judge like a little bitch.
Than ever. And of course, it was brought to you by Tyco RC Maximum Heat, makers of the hottest radio-controlled vehicles available today. Of course, it was the second annual WWF Fan Festival. There were people from all over the world here. I gotta tell you, I met people from Japan, Ireland. We have the most devoted fans of anybody, I tell you. It's great. So much stuff to do. There was a Hall of Fame booth. Gorilla Monsoon, Classy Freddie Blassie, Chief J. Strongbow were all there. Bob Sparkplug Holly's race car was there. Alundra Blaze's Pink Harley. The Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels' Heartbreak Hotel. Acclaim had a booth for Raw's Worth a Video Game. And there were some really great carnival games which benefit the Special Olympics. As a matter of fact, the sumo wrestling ring was my personal favorite. I got in there yesterday and won. There was a dunk doink tank, and proceeds from this carnival game benefit the Special Olympics, which happened in Connecticut later this summer. Also, the Coliseum video booth was fun, as fans got to mingle with Hillbilly Jim while they purchased their favorite videos. Now back to you, Vince.
Lost to the world, there's nothing to lose. Weak bitch to a the Legion of Doom face the British Bulldog and Owen Hart for the Tag Team Championships. Here's what took place there during the break.
Ooh!
Armbar takedown almost took his shoulder out.
Well, all during the break, they've been working out Hawk. And remember, these two teams may be the biggest teams in the WWF, but Bulldog and Owen have proved they're the smartest team because they instigated this fight between the Legion of Doom and the Godwins. And now, they're fighting each other instead of the champions.
Yes, and indeed, the Godwins may inadvertently help the team of Bulldog and Owen. Oh, my goodness. If the Godwins can soften up, much less obtain victory over the Legion of Doom, that unquestionably throw the Road Warriors off their game for this Sunday.
So once again, the Bulldog and Owen throwing everything in a turmoil, but here comes the big man, Animal.
Animal, a drop kick on Phineas.
Animal, a drop kick on Henry Godwin.
Animal now with a boot to the midsection. Section of hard right hands, another boot there. Uh-oh, all four men in the same time here in the U.S. of A. Everyone down in South Africa watching the action as well. Hey, wait a minute. Bulldog and Owen.
What? Yeah.
Here they come. Here comes the British Bulldog. Here comes Owen Hart.
And they've got the gold. They're going to show the Legion of Doom what champions are really all about.
Owen. Oh, did you see that? The British Bulldog just nailed Animal. And the official. Wow.
No.
I can't believe it.
I don't believe it. The Road Warriors have lost. The Godwins have beat the Road Warriors.
Here are one, your winners, two, three. The Godwins.
That's it. Here in the U.S. today, ladies and gentlemen, we'll take you back down to South Africa. Honky Tonk Man.
Now Thank you. T can just get a little bit closer. I think he almost made eye contact that time with Stevie Ray. So close to making the tag. Did he muscle Kendall Windham back to the corner? That's exactly what he did.
And the referee didn't see it again, guys.
Tough break for Harlem Heat.
Come on, get him out of there, ref.
Stevie Ray not listening to the referee, taking charge of the ring. And regardless of if he's legal or not, he's getting the job done, helping his brother out, taking a little steam out of the Windham Brothers. Oh, boy! Out of the Windham Brothers. What a pickup that was. And why not Kurt Hennig, too?
And I think the referee's letting it go.
Go put him in a slapjack. I believe so. Well, maybe not. Now Booker T still in there. And it's two on two. All four men. Now two in, two out. Stevie Ray hit with the cowbell.
Talk about ringing your bell.
That's the same way they won the belts about a month ago.
But look at the referee. He's not in a position to count. He doesn't know that he's out.
And he is out. But the fight ensues on the outside. Booker T taking out two men. He is still the legal man. He's up top.
Kendall turns around.
Yeah. Missile drop kick. It's a cover. One, two, and yes.
Nine times. World Tag Team Champions, Harlem Heat.
Yeah.
Unless somebody wants to pay my hospital bills, don't ever do that shit with the piano and the ramps and the shit again when I'm paying for the other thing. We got one more song, people. I'm sorry if I'm a puss. I just fucking have to jump around that thing in this goddamn cast and it ain't too fucking pleasant. What was that, home? Hey, come a little closer. What's that?
Paradise City!